Leaders of Nidet Tunis, another movement, Afaq and UPL parties have held their first press conference since the coalition came to power 6 months ago. Parliament Speaker Mohamed Al Nasser called for unity in the face of terror threats.
Terrorism is now global and regional. Terror networks of supporters on our soil. Our unity is at stake. Tunisians from all parties, political affiliations, and ideologies should coexist and be patient to defeat terrorism. We should all support the government. This unity will weaken us.
Another leader, Rashid Ghannouchi, has said terrorists, whom he branded as enemies of Islam, are plotting to destabilize Tunisia.
We are at war. It is a real war against terrorists who want to turn the nation into a failed state by targeting tourism, economy, and security. Those enemies of Islam want to tarnish the true image of Islam. This war has been imposed upon us. We should become united.
Since the formation of the government of Habib al-Sid, many opposition MPs have called for a ministerial reshuffle in at least 7 posts. Some critics even called for the resignation of the premier himself. However, analysts are skeptical about the timing of such proposals.
The current situation is critical. The fall of the government could plunge the country into an open political crisis, while we could be targeted by terror operations at any time before Bardo and Sousse attacks.
Observers believe that the current government has been undermined by the killing of 60 foreign tourists by ISIL militants. Yet the premier's office and the presidency rely on the help of Tunisians to put an end to the scourge of terrorism.
The ruling quartet warns against the impact of social demands on the volatile Tunisian economy, but the government says it must focus on its proclaimed war on terror and calls on all political actors to ease social tension. Adnan Chouachi, Press TV, Tunis.